With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh! Wonderful shot by Lennox Lewis!
A right hand by Holyfield.
By Buster Douglas! Look at this! He's knocked Mike Tyson down for the first time in his career!
But unfortunately, it'll never happen.
French punches in punches, and it's over!
I think it's gonna be over.
Aguero in big trouble against the ropes!
I have to say, there seems an element of genuine hate between these two, Ambrose.
For sure. I don't hate the man.
Just imagine if you bought a ticket. Stop it, French. You can stop it any time. Castillo's in trouble. Weak steps in, and the fight is over!
Oh!
Welcome back to Legendary Nights, the podcast, and it's season 4's introductory episode. We always do these. We love doing them because it's a good way of sharing our excitement about the new season and talking about decision-making processes that we put into place to pick the shows and pick the episodes. And this is why we love creating these little special introductory ones, because it's a good way of kind of saying to you guys, look, this is what's coming up. Get yourselves ready for it. Get yourselves prepared for it. It's going to be another great season, and that we hope you enjoy it. So, Johnston, we can talk about a few of the marquee fights that we've actually picked for this season. But before we do go through that process and talk a little bit about a few of the marquee fights, as always, guys, we always like to give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain, so to speak, when it comes down to how we make these decisions, when it comes down to putting the seasons together. And, you know, sometimes we sit there and we sort of wonder what would be really appealing to you guys listening. And then we always remember that before we started doing this, we were just podcast listeners and we were just boxing fans. Like, we still are, to be fair, but that's all we were. Now we are podcasters. So we think about what we enjoyed listening to different boxing podcasts, what stories we remember, what stories that we haven't really explored ourselves and want to explore and have an intrigue in. And that all forms part of the decision-making process. So we sit down together and we go through a list of different potential fights and we really scrutinize each one and we look at it and think, right, is that a really good story or is that just a really good fight on its own? What can we discuss about this? Can we give you something that you haven't heard before? These are the types of questions that we're asking each other when we're doing this. So a little bit of a peek behind the curtain, and this is where I'm going to bring you in, Johnston, because I know we have our own ways of putting these things together. And you know, when we sit down and do these sessions where we think about what episodes we're going to do, what are the things that come to your mind when you're thinking, right, well, what could we actually do for this season? How could we make it better than the last one?
Yeah, I think mainly, I mean, you look at all of our seasons and we do tend to try to be, you know, not too heavy on the heavyweight as it's kind of thing. Because, you know, heavyweights is always the one that seems to crop up a lot, and they always tend to be the big ones. And obviously go down the divisions, obviously welterweight, middleweight. So we do try to vary our weight classes. It's the one thing we always want to try and do. And obviously the times in when these fights happen, you know, there are some really good fights, some excellent fights, but they've not really got much to them. They're just the fight. So we also try to look at the other side of it. You know, sometimes you'll have a great story and the fight itself is quite one-sided. So when you look at Legendary Nights, it's not always about just how good the fight is. Now, if there is a good fight and there's a backstory, then terrific. I mean, that's always an absolute dead cert. And, you know, we've done a lot of those now recently, so it's hard. You have to really dig through the archives at times. And so you have to be a little bit, you have to think out of the box, and you need to look at, you know, the actual fighters' names. You know, the names are always a big thing, because obviously we want to pull in the listeners. And if you see certain huge marquee names, that gets pulled in. And but yeah, the story, we love telling the stories in the background, you know, even if it's just a few of those outside of the ring stuff or the build up to certain fights. So yeah, I think as a whole, we look through the decades, we look through the weight classes, we'll look if there's a backstory, and obviously if there's a good fight. I mean, in a couple of these in this season, they're quite one-sided, a few of these fights, but they've got such a huge, they were marquee fights, massive fights at the time. And no one expected them to be one-sided. So that's what you've got to try and remember as well. But yeah, I mean, we've got a great list, Sean. And we've got more than enough of... and yeah, I suppose the other thing is there's a lot of controversy in a couple of these fights, which we like to bring, because you like to have them discussions afterwards, who won, who didn't, etc. So yeah, all those things, Sean, I think that's what we sit down. We really try to be versatile with our thoughts and who we're picking and what fights we're going to choose, and just to make it an all-round good season.
Well, that's what it's all about. When we first started this show, it started way back in 2018, and its sort of pilot version of it was when, it was before your time, it was when Jordy Neal used to do the podcast with me, and you know, it was a bit of a pilot thing back then, and we started it, and the whole show, when I look back on it in hindsight now, it's absolutely transformed into what it is today, into something which I consider to be... You know, I'm going to be biased here and say I think it's a fantastic show. I think, you know, what we've done is we've looked at the premise of what HBO's Legendary Nights was in the early 2000s, which is what we enjoyed as boxing fans, and the way it was presented by Jim Lampley and the stories in that short half an hour segment that they do. And I remember that. And I think, you know, as a podcaster, I wanted to do something like that, but I didn't just want to do it the way they did it. And I remember doing the first season actually using the introduction as our introduction for the show, and as the seasons have developed, it's like, well, it's not just HBO's Legendary Nights, it's BTR's Legendary Nights. We're doing our own version of it. We're doing our storytelling method of doing things. And actually, the way we've developed that chemistry over the years and the way we've been able to develop our style has led us into where we are today, which is a predominantly a storytelling podcast across the network. And what we want to do is, like you've said, Johnston, we want to be versatile for you guys. We want you guys to not just hear about the greatest fights of all time. Yes, that is the premise of the show, but now it's about not just the greatest fights, but some of the greatest stories and some of them diamonds in the rough that we want to talk about. Some of these moments in history where they might not have gotten as much attention and attraction as what they probably should have done. And part of our job, we consider, is to bring this stuff to the forefront, is for you guys to listen back to a certain story and fight that we're covering and going, do you know what, that was bloody brilliant, that was great, I'm going to go back and watch this fight, I'm going to go and read about this in a book or whatever we present in that show. It gives you that juice to go and go, you know what, I'm going to go back and do it. And I'll love when you guys that listen to us comment and say this sort of stuff, because that's the feeling I get. When I listen to podcasts myself, and I listen to maybe other sports podcasts, and I listen to a certain event that's happened in history that I remember, I'll go back and I'll go, bloody hell, yeah, I remember that. I want to watch that now. Or I want to see this moment again. It just kind of, that nostalgia feeling as well comes into play a lot when we do these episodes. And a few of these episodes in this season, Johnston, of course, are quite modern episodes. I mean, there's a few of them there where they're during our lifetime. So with us, it's like, it's great for us to reminisce on three or four of these fights that actually happened during our lifetime, where we were bona fide boxing fans. So it's great that we're actually able to reminisce on a lot of these things and present stories and actually learn more along the way. So, you know, like one of the biggest marquee fights that I'm going to drop in here for you guys as a little peek into what's going to be coming this season. So there's one marquee fight in here that we've selected that was obviously during our time. But for me, it was one of the moments in history. It wasn't just a fight. The fight itself wasn't amazing, but the build-up to it. There was a build-up in this fight that I don't think we'll ever see again, no matter what anybody does, no matter what fights we get to see. Whether we get to see some of the biggest fights that we've always wanted to see, I just don't think we'd ever get the hype for this particular fight in the heavyweight division that we've covered for this season that you'll ever see again. And we're taking it all the way back into the early 2000s when I mentioned this. Without mentioning its name, I'm sure you guys will guess it. A lot of you guys do when we do the introductory episodes. We drop a few little nuggets and you would comment on the post and say what it is, and I'll usually confirm or deny. So I don't want to completely drop in the actual episodes that we're going to be covering, but a few little nuggets. So this episode in particular that I'm referring to is a heavyweight bout, one of the biggest heavyweight bouts of all time, and it was one that we lived through, one that we really enjoyed. The fight itself was a little bit one-sided, of course. There were fighters in there that were past their prime, a fight that should have happened years before, but it's just one that I reminisce on with absolute fondness. So there's one particular heavyweight fight that we're covering in this season. But Johnston, I'm going to fire it back to you now to let you just sort of pick a fight off the list that we've got in front of us and just try to throw a few little tidbits out there without giving the fight away about modern fights that we are covering this season.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny you said that the fights on this list are during our lifetime. I think seven of them are during our lifetime, not to give too much away. Six of them in particular, not when we were children, you know, adults, young adults going into adulthood and adults. So, you know, there's the brunt of it. I'm 41. So you get an idea of where a chunk of these episodes are, then the ones that are sort of after our life or, you know, before our lifetime are huge names. But I suppose you're talking about the one heavyweight, big heavyweight fight, early noughties, huge, you know, biggest numbers in pay-per-view history, I believe. And then this next fight that we're also going to do surpassed them all. And I still think it's still now the number one pay-per-view selling fight of all time. I still think it might well be. I might be wrong, but I'm sure it is. Maybe you correct me, Sean, but there is another fight. And it's a guy that we've never done before. And a lot of people consider him to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, which we completely and utterly will say categorically he isn't. But that being said, we're finally doing this, man. So yeah, just think of a certain fight we've never done. People, yeah, he retired undefeated. That's about what I'm going to say. And he fights someone else and everyone hopes that he beats him. So, and it's controversial as well. And it'd be nice to discuss that fight.
Well, there's one fight that we're covering, which is very, I'd say it's quite recent. I remember us doing Joshua versus Klitschko. That's probably one of the most recent fights that we've done, Joshua Klitschko. So this other fight that I'm referring to actually follows suit from Joshua Klitschko and is in the following year. To give you a bit of a clue, if you remember when Joshua Klitschko was, think about the following year, think about an amazing fight, a super fight from that particular year, and you'll probably get it in one. But it wasn't just a case of it was one fight. There were actually more than one fight in this particular series of fights. Now, that probably narrows it down even more for you guys to figure out which one we're referring to. It is also a series of fights that Johnston, I know, has always had his comments on. He's always, without giving it away, because if we do start talking about it, you're completely going to give it away, because you've had your opinion on one of these fights in particular where you've always felt a certain way about this fight. And it is a fight which happened only a few years ago, and it's one that I'm looking forward to covering, because I think now, even though the final fight of the series wasn't too long ago, I think it's time now that we know that these guys are never going to fight again. We know that the end of the career is looming, and I think it's probably the right time for us to do it. Well, it's probably fresh in a lot of you guys' minds as to how good, and I think we're doing this now because it's one where we feel it's the right time to do it. And I don't think people will really appreciate these two fighters and this series of fights until they're completely gone. And we're talking about this in 20, 30 years' time. I think it's one of them moments and a period of time in boxing where we got two of the greatest fighters, respectively, who got in the ring together. And we love it when we get those types of series of fights and fighters involved, because it truly makes us go back and appreciate the magnitude of what they were. So there's another one most recently that we've done. And I know, Johnston, you've covered one, I've covered one. We've got three so far, guys, that we've covered. Maybe there's one in particular, Johnston, that you can mention. And it was one from the early 90s. It was a fight that captivated our nation in particular, and a fight that will forever be synonymous with the fighters involved.
Yeah, so this was generally the fight that got me into boxing. It made me a fan of boxing in terms of just not just what happens in the ring, but also what happens outside the ring. And it might have been the sort of birth of me now looking at fights, and yourself, Sean, where you have that love of not just the fight, you like to know about the fighters and you like to know the ins and outs of how two guys eventually met in the ring and what was it that drew them together, rather than just a contract and you're supposed to fight this guy. I think with many of our tales, they're all in line. There was always a purpose to these guys eventually fighting in the ring. And, well, I mean, it's synonymous to these two guys in particular. And, yeah, it was the birth of my love for boxing, as well as, obviously, Frank Bruno. So, yeah, that is a... And it's a sort of a retail, isn't it, as well, Sean? We're going to obviously go into more detail, go through some of the stuff we've already been through, but obviously in a lot more detail. And then...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Beyond as well. So, I've probably given loads away there, but that's the truth of it. And the other one is, what I will say is, we've got a nice gem in here. We've got a gem, you know, like a diamond in the rough that we like to just pull out every now and then. A bit like Esteban Jesus when he fought Roberto Duran. No one ever see a towel in that, but we produced a towel, a great towel, one of my favourite legendary nights that we've ever produced and put together, Sean, personally. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to that. But we're hoping, maybe not as dark at times as that episode, but we're hoping we can pull this gem out of the bag. It was back in the 80s. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to tell you anything more. Just that a lot of people forget about it. And we're hoping once you hear it, you go, wow, got to go and watch this fight, because it sounds real tasty.
Absolutely. And of course, we always like to take it back to the old school. And we like to go back even further than what you'd expect. So there is a couple of fights out of this 10-episode season where we are taking it back further than just the noughties, the 90s, the 80s, the 70s. We're taking it a little bit further back as well with a couple of our episodes. And we like to do them. We like to do the old historical episodes that maybe there's some stuff on, or there's quite a bit on, but maybe we feel like we want to tell our tale, and we want to be able to present you with our take on particular fighters. There's one particular fight that we're going to cover where we have actually covered this particular fighter involved for our Career Profiles podcast. We've done something really significant on that individual fighter, but it's the fight with a certain opponent throughout this guy's career where it was very significant for him in his career. So we're really looking forward to telling that particular tale. And then you've got other tales throughout the course of history that we've got, and it all really culminates together in a great 10 episode season. And I go back to the beginning when I was talking about the decision making processes, and I remember us sitting down before we put the list together and going, what could we possibly do this season? What could we actually do? Like, we've covered some of the greatest fights of all time. We've covered some of the biggest staged fights of all time. And then by the end of that session, we've sat there with a 10-episode season going, do you know what? This has got such a good mix of different fights, different stories, diamond in the rough moments. And again, I feel like we've managed to pull something out of the bag here, which you guys listening are going to really, really enjoy. And like I always say to you guys, when the seasons come out, the episodes come out, the promotional stuff comes out, please make sure that you share it. If you're a lover of the show and of the network and you like supporting us and you leave comments on a regular basis, or you listen to us and haven't really engaged, but you listen to us quite a lot, now is the time to do it. When the show comes out and the promotional stuff is out there, like, there'll be a promotional video which will pretty much give away a lot of the episodes in the season. But I like to put these things together for you guys, because it, for me, the feeling I get from watching a promotional video for a fight or for a show or for a season, it's what gets you in. It's what brings you into it. And I love watching them myself. So we want to produce something that's going to do the same thing for you, which is why we do these little short episodes and talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing and potentially some of the episodes that you may or may not have already guessed that we're actually covering this season. But it's an opportunity to let you guys know how we do things and a little peek behind the curtain of how we put these things together and why we put these things together. And when we do the individual episodes and they're out there, we'll always give you an explanation at the end of the show as to why we wanted to pick this for the season and what it resonates and how it brings certain things back to life or certain fighters back into the mainstream and gives them a little bit of a new lease of life, you know, whether they're with us or they're no longer with us. It feels great to be able to do that for genuine boxing fans and some of those historians like ourselves out there that love covering the show. And guys that listen to so many different boxing podcasts or read so many different boxing books, and they come to us and they'll say, do you know what? I never knew that. And that's probably one of the highest forms of praise that we can receive, is that people out there that avidly cover this sport themselves will go, oh, well, I never knew that. And we feel like that's a job done for us, because then we've created something and presented something and information that's out there that they've not been able to find or read about themselves or listen to. So I hope that when you've listened to the season, I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed looking through the different facts and figures and looking at all the information and going back and looking at some of these fights. But I'm going to hand it back to you, Johnston, just for a little bit of a final recap from yourself, really, about what lies ahead for everybody this season.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at this list now, and it's quite incredible, really, how we have such a mixture of fights. And it's not just, as we said, it's not all about the ring. It's what happens in the ring. Obviously, that's a big chunk of it. But just, you know, one fight, highly, highly intense racial tension. Then you move on and you've got like the war year. There's a fight during the war, and literally in between the war, the wars in between their fights. You have another one where you've got mafia involvement, you know, and then the rest is just tends to, you catch up with it. You have sort of into the 80s and then into sort of the 90s and noughties, but all of them have got their own intrigue when you look at them. Yeah, one, there's a couple there that are a bit one-sided, but the build-up to these fights are massive. That's one thing we will say. The build-up is huge in both those fights in particular. It just ends up being one-sided. But, you know, the others is great. There's a number of fights between others. There's a fight that was hugely controversial and they never fought again. So, you know, we've got all of that. There's literally, I honestly don't think there's anything that's the same. So, if there's one thing we will say to you, is they're all different in their own way throughout the years. And some of the biggest names in boxing are involved in it. So it was a no-brainer when we was putting it together. And just now we've finalised everything and we were able to put this episode out and we're making starts and to the point where we're going to start releasing them soon. It's great. And obviously the one other thing, Sean, that we should mention is the after show's back as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We can't not forget to mention that Lukey is joining me for the after show. We love doing the after show, me and Lukey. It's great that he takes the time to come on and talk about it. I mean, he listens to the episodes and he has his own thoughts and feelings, and he also has his nostalgic moments throughout the course of them as well. And it's great to have his insight into how he feels about a lot of this stuff. And I know there's a few of you guys that actually listen to him on a regular basis now as a result of tuning into us, or whenever I've been on his show and done stuff with him. And it's great that, you know, we've been able to help each other out as a podcasters as well. So it's great that he's coming back on and giving his time up to come on the after show and talk about each one of these stories and these fights that we are covering for this season. So yeah, huge thing to have Lukey back on for the after show. So if you are a lover of the after show, you do enjoy the after shows, please make sure you do tune into them and make sure you share them as well. Please let us know what you think about them, because we don't really get a lot of feedback on the after show stuff that we do. So it'd be really good to hear from people. You know, if you are enjoying the after show, let us know. If you're not and it's really not for you and you think there's something we could do better with it, please let us know. I'd be happy to hear from anybody who's got a comment on that could actually make this better for you guys. We just want to create the best listening experience you can have out of doing the show. So do let us know. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you as well. I always like to say thank you at the end of each episode, not just for listening to what you've just listened to, but also if you are supporting us and you're sharing stuff and you're commenting and you're downloading these episodes. A big thank you has to go out to every one of you for doing that. But an extra special thank you goes out to those that subscribe to us additionally through patreon.com. A big thank you has to go out to you guys, because that support that you provide us allows us to go out there and purchase more literature. It allows us to get access to certain areas that have a paywall in front of them that allows us to create more of the stories, which gives us more archives, it gives us more newspaper articles, gives us access to things that you wouldn't necessarily find through a Google search. And as a result of that, it allows us to create all these stories that we do. So a big thank you goes out to you. We hope that you enjoy the first couple of episodes earlier than everybody else. And of course, every week that they come out, you will get the episodes earlier than everybody else, and they will be ad-free as well. So if you are not a patron and you like the sound of that, please check us out at patreon.com/BTR Boxing Podcast. And if you subscribe to us on patreon.com, you can select a particular tier and you will be able to get access to the episodes earlier than everybody else, and they will also be ad free. So please take that into consideration. If you are able to support us in any way, shape or form, it would truly be appreciated. But that is it for this episode. This has been the season 4 introductory episode for the Legendary Knights podcast. We thank you for listening and enjoy the season.
Podcast Network.